Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with myself, Matt Brown, and Zach Meir. And we're joined this morning by Paul Renken, who is senior geologist and mining analyst at VSA Capital. Good morning, Paul.
Very good morning to you.
How are you this morning, Paul?
Just fine, thank you.
Good, good. So lots going on in the mining space this morning. Two things, we've had BHP Billiton and Anglo-American reporting. Starting off with BHP Billiton, some very good numbers there, increasing dividend. What's your take on this? Is this due to commodity prices rising or good management at the company?
Well, it's a combination of both, I think. Certainly the improvement in the commodity prices, particularly in those materials that they produce quite a bit of, things like coal and iron ore and things like that, as well as in BHP's case, they have a significant oil and gas arm in their businesses as well. And all of those prices are much better than they were in the prior interim period, but also even better than the prior year-on-year comparison. So that certainly has helped them out in that scenario. But by the same token, the cost-cutting that has been taking place in the group throughout the end of 2015 and through 2016, those kind of efficiency improvements are just showing up now nicely to the bottom line numbers.
But can you explain, to the beginner or the newbie investor, mining stocks basically turned around January, February last year, maybe February the 10th was the low. There was a low in the market, and they turned around from that point. There wasn't any rebound in any commodities at that time. It was just we're getting back into miners, wasn't it? It was a sentiment swing rather than any real fundamental.
And it was led in January by the move in the gold price, and people were certainly in places like the Canadian market and the Australian market suddenly were seeing that the marketplace in most of these stocks was oversold, and therefore just to get on the position into the sector such that if it was going to revert to what they call revert to mean as far as what the valuations ought to be, then there was going to be a nice gain at that particular time for those stock valuations. And that turned out to be the case. And fortunately, we had throughout 2016, we had better numbers coming through as far as demand from China for some of these basic materials than what people were expecting. And it just happened to carry on, which was quite nice for the players in the sector.
And has Trump put a floor in under the miners now with his infrastructure promises?
I think Trump's talk about changes in his trade negotiations and that sort of thing, as well as this talk about infrastructure, certainly has put a sentiment in the exchanges and in investors' mind that there is going to be some greater than what was anticipated demand going forward for this year and next year. I'm not quite sure that there is sustainability in that particular trade, but by the same token, it doesn't hurt to have it there. And when we're talking about things like changes in sentiment, as well as the situations with protectionism and changes in trade negotiations, that sort of thing, when you move into a protectionism sort of a environment, that is actually good for commodity prices.
And also the Trump effect with regards to potentially repealing the Dodd-Frank restrictions on banks. Could we see some of the large investment banks move back into the commodity space, having previously closed commodity desks? Could we see some investment banks beginning to trade commodities again, and that might see an uplift in the commodity price?
I think we'll see that is in the later stages of this. I think they will be late to the party, if you want to put it that way, simply because they had been burned for so long with the investable returns over the any kind of scenarios that you wanted to look at for the period of time between 2015 and 2005. So they will, I think, eventually come back, but they will have missed out on an awful lot of the returns that investors are enjoying now.
I can imagine. And looking ahead, we've got Glencore reporting on Thursday. We have Vedanta, Anglo-American, and BHP. Do we expect some good numbers from Glencore?
I think Glencore will repeat the scenarios that have already been set up. Vedanta reported yesterday, BHP and Anglo-American today, and they're all within these same groups of basic commodities, which have had nice price appreciation in the last 12 months.
Speaking of that, there might be some people say, well, too late to the party for the giants, the Billitons, Anglos, etc. I want to get into mining stocks. Is it right to be looking at the minnows at this point now, like the smaller companies? Do you think some of the money will trickle down from the blue chips?
And the answer to that, from my position as being a past exploration geologist myself, is actually the scenario is quite nice for 2017. Actually, for these firms, if you look at the go down into the depth of these. Statements by these companies, their actual exploration spend is going to go up well over 30% in all of these cases, and in some of these cases as high as 60%. And that means that they will either have to be recruiting into places like the mining services sector. It means more work for the drillers, more work for the assay labs, that sort of thing like that, but also for the graduates just coming out of school to get their first career positions in field work. And these juniors are typically the firms which end up making the discoveries, which the majors end up taking on as far as major projects are concerned. So it'll be a good year for juniors.
So we're looking rosy for 2017.
We're looking rosy for 2017. We'll see what the marketplace does as far as everybody is talking about the U.S. markets being frothy as far as the overall stock market level is concerned. That's probably the case is true. So if we don't have a repeat of 2015 where the Chinese market tanked in the summer, and that's probably where the risk lies, is that we have a major market correction, which it ends up withdrawing some liquidity overall out of the market. So there's where the risk lies.
Good stuff. Well, Paul from VSA Capital, thank you very much for your time. It's been good speaking to you.
You're very welcome.